I'm with Jeremy Brown of Sense Worldwide. Jeremy, you've been a pioneer in terms of the use of social technology in your business. Why did you feel the need to do this?
Well, I think when you started to look at how business was evolving, it was just natural progression for me. But then I was in a very privileged position in the early 90s with the sort of information that I was exposed to, that these things just appeared obvious.
Yeah. So, and how that manifested itself as you created this network of people around the world to support the creative process, is that a fair description?
Absolutely. I was fortunate enough to be working on quite a lot of new technologies. I was working with Sun Microsystems, so I was exposed to quite a lot of their thinking around open computing, and it was the idea of the sort of the hive mind, the distributed network, and or what they called it there, the network was the computer, mm-hmm. but the network was not the computer. The network are the fleshy bits that sit on the end of the keyboards, known as humans. And so that was the bit that was most interesting for me, and how we could start to harness that for the business, both in terms of insight, innovation, and strategy.
This is manifesting itself these days because of the emergence of social networks and social media generally, under this term social CRM, socialized customer relationship management. Do you think that's just a new buzz term for what people have been doing for years?
I think it's legitimized now, and I think it's evolved. And so I don't think there are... I think what's happening now is a more mature approach, and people have sort of found their feet, just like in the early days and before the dot-com boom, everyone thought that they were going to sell everything to everyone, and that just was never going to be the case. And I think finally there's a kind of a leveling out of what we can actually do with social media.
Mm-hmm. Now, and having built the Sense network, obviously you make use of people at the ends of those computers in order to support the decision-making process, the creative process, the research process. Do you think that can become, that process, I know you're an agency providing these types of services, but can that be assimilated into normal business processes, do you believe?
Oh, absolutely. I think for a long time now, we have been sort of seeing this as an emerging technique for the more progressive companies using it, and very much under the guise of innovation, and with the downturn and all the pressure to do things in a more agile manner, to do things in a more cost-effective manner, that it's natural that you look to the tools. Mm-hmm. But if you want to look at, say, a discipline of research, for example, qualitative research always has used the tools that are available to it at mm-hmm. any one time. Yeah. And it's not that many steps from a good researcher that makes a good strategist.
Mm-hmm. And the other point that I've heard you make in the past is this whole idea of when you have uncovered creative ideas, how you socialize those within the organization. Again, do you think social CRM is a means of socializing information that really should always have been socialized, perhaps in less formal ways?
Yeah, absolutely. I think I often say new ideas can come from anywhere, from the intern to the CEO. And it shouldn't just be a sort of an elite sort of source of knowledge. Everyone should get access to it and be able to build on those ideas and effectively stress test it. I mean, it's about risk managing your thinking. And if you can use your own people to start to stress test your thinking, then it could help you avoid making a very costly mistake later on. There's a lot of tacit knowledge within a business, and so often that is not harnessed.
Jeremy, thanks very much indeed.
Is that okay, Jeff?
That was great, thanks.